Finally today, some Afghan indie rock. The group Kabul Dreams is considered the first rock band to emerge from post-Taliban Afghanistan. And last night, the group played its first U.S. concert at South by Southwest. Shuka Kalantari has the band's story.
When Afghan musician Suleiman Kardash decided to organize a rock concert at downtown Kabul's busiest street market, local security forces immediately asked him to stop.
We said no because give me one logical reason that I should stop it, then I will stop. If it's not prayer time, it's not something, like we organize everything by ourselves.
The logical reason Afghan security gave was security. There had been two suicide bombings in the neighborhood that week, and police didn't want to attract another one. That was in 2011. The band decided to play anyway. Kardash, the lead singer and guitarist of Kabul Dreams, says they were tired of living in fear. They figured an outdoor concert would help people find the courage to gather publicly again. Those frequent bombings come up in a song called Air, on Kabul Dreams' first album, Plastic Words.
Bombs and explosions are not scaring me. They are just playing with my heart sometimes.
Kardash says that first outdoor concert helped to broaden the band's appeal. Before, they would only play at private universities and cultural centers, concerts for Afghanistan's elite. This was a chance for all types of young people to hear indie rock music.
Car washers and beggars and some, like, you know. So basically, our focus was on them, like, okay, let's play music. Because kids are kids, no matter if they live in Kabul or in San Francisco, it doesn't matter because they want fun.
Kabul Dreams plays music in both English and Dari, one of Afghanistan's native languages. The song Seda Eman, or My Voice, is about the importance of Afghanistan's youth having a collective voice.
Seda Eman, Seda Yatu, Seda Afghanistan. Miravim Basam Desarabi.
Kardash actually grew up in neighboring Uzbekistan and moved to Kabul in 2008. He immediately stood out in his skinny jeans and Converse sneakers. He said he'd get a lot of stares, but people mostly left him alone until he started Kabul Dreams. That's when the band started getting death threats.
When there is something new, always there is a reaction, because acceptance is actually not easy. Because rock music, it's unusual for Afghans' ears.
The band has kept a mostly low profile since then. They never advertised their concerts for fear it would attract extremists. And they kept street concerts to a minimum. Siddiq Ahmad, the bassist for Kabul Dreams, says this extremist, anti-music mentality isn't what Afghanistan is really about.
In Afghanistan as a whole, people love music all the time. Music is part of our wedding ceremonies, our other ceremonies that we have, that we celebrate. And it has always been there, always. Since there was Afghanistan, it has always been there.
I'm Shuka Kalantari, San Francisco.